other particular one, this Funko's model. It was an 05, I think. We did that several years ago. It gets soaking wet underneath the bed. The floor gets soaking wet.
Oh, wow.
And then, depending on whether the trailer was hitched or not, I think if it was hitched up with the torsion bars on there, they couldn't get the hatch to open because it was torquing everything so much that the interference between the hatch and the frame would get so great that you couldn't actually open the hatch, so it became non-functional anyway.
Wow. So I guess the moral is, if you're doing any work up front, structural work, add that plate while you're in there.
Well, even if you're not, we've had, you know, like I said, a couple of clients who said, you know, just do that anyway. Because we have wandered around at the factory at Aluminum Palouse in past years. When I had one client, he had it was an Eddie Bauer, and it was only a year or two old at the time. And when I wandered around, and you know, we sort of got access to the back, and I was trying to explain to him what the frame looked like underneath the trailer. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what, it's much easier, I'll just go show you a frame. You know, and they had stacks of frames there, and I said, see how this all works, this is where your body is, this is how it attaches, this is why it's missing, da-da-da. And then on the way back, we wandered up past a bunch of, they're very new trailers, but people are staying in them. They're, you know, Aluminum Palooza attendees, and we walked up to the front of them, and of course, sure enough, we saw these black rings around the rivets on the front. I said, yeah, this one's on its way. Yeah. Now, some people have said that, oh, it's because they had they had the wrong hitch, or their tow vehicle, the springs are too stiff, or the bars are too stiff. Or that's all a bunch of crock, actually.
Yeah.
Because I've had clients that we've done this repair, 15 years ago, and they use the same hitch, the same tow vehicle, the same bars for, another half dozen years or something before getting another truck. And funny, after we fixed it, it never became a problem again. And, 15 years later, they're still coming to the shop to get other service work done. And we always inspect them because we're kind of curious on longevity. And sure enough, no problems.
Well, there you go. Well, it's not insurmountable. It can be fixed, and but it is nice that our vintage ones already have the fix.
Yeah, and that design went all the way right back, way back in the 50s.
Yeah.
So really, all through the 50s and 60s and 70s, that was a norm on the frames.
Yeah.
And starting early 80s, it was obviously a cost-saving measure or cost-saving slash production assembly method, and obviously that had something to do with cost-saving as well, but anyway, that's my guess. And the thing is, it's something that, people buying them, they don't know what's supposed to be there, what makes a difference, what doesn't. They assume that the manufacturers can do the right thing. And, and still, I don't want to discredit it, but, Airstream's still way better than any of the white boxes out there. That we have all kinds of clients come in that they had white boxes and fifth wheels and all kinds of things, and they said, oh, my God, the quality of those things is horrendous compared to what they got. And they're like, okay, well, what you got still isn't perfect. Here's some fixes that we know can make it last significantly longer.
Sure. Make we don't want to make any changes, only improvements, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
All righty. Interesting as usual. I think we could go ahead and jump into some of our... We've got a few calls and email. So if you're listening, you want to give us a call, give us a ring at 707-533-4827.